first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator.
A scary night.
Hey, today is Halloween. I'll be on the wharf with my grandson traipsing from store to store, filling his bag with candy. It's fun and sweet, unlike my childhood. In the darkness, we crept along past yards filled with skeletons emitting eerie, ghoulish sounds, haunted houses with flying bats and witches jumping out at us, steaming cauldrons, bowls of brains and blood, spiders and cobwebs hitting our faces. One house we always avoided. It sat way back on the lot encircled by a decrepit falling fence. The yard had no grass, only weeds and old newspapers. On the porch, a broken chair sat rocking in the breeze. The older kids told us that the old lady living there was a witch. But one year, our gang of four swore we'd go there. We made a group handshake on it and sealed the oath with a pinprick of blood. Approaching the house, we saw only a dim light inside. My brother boldly went up the creaking steps. He knocked on the door once, twice. We heard slow, dragging footsteps. The door opened, and the old witch said,
"Yes? What do you want?"
We stood speechless and then turned and ran. Years later, my mother explained that the old woman in the decrepit house was a frail widow living in poverty.
Margie Kern Marshall is a retired educator living in Santa Cruz. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.